everyone. Welcome to another episode of the podcast, What Are You Doing With Your Children? So in this episode, we're going to be talking about having difficult conversations with your children. This is the time to have those difficult conversations. The world is going crazy. Children are being molested, children are being maimed, children are being defiled. This is the time to have deep conversations with your children. Shed whatever cultural shyness you've inherited from your parents or from society. Look at it that if you don't do this, you are not going to be able to save your child's life. This thing is real. There are a lot of pedophiles and child molesters out there. A lot of children are actually being sexually assaulted right under our noses. So this is the time to equip our children with the skills they need to survive the world, especially when you're not there, because a lot of sexual assault cases do not happen, you know, where the parents are or where the parents are watching. Some do, but some don't, and more of them do not. So you need to equip your children with those skills. Gone are the days where we equate sex education to mean that we're trying to ruin the children's minds. We're trying to defile their minds. Right now, sex education is empowerment. Sex education is what will save your child's life, and we need to have these conversations. 3 years ago, we had a parent-teacher forum where we brought a child therapist to talk to us, somebody who was working in that social space and who had experience actually trying to rehabilitate the minds of children who had been molested. And she said a lot of things that were profound, and some parents actually said some things that were profound that showed that they were making mistakes. So the first thing you need to do to empower your kids is to teach them the parts of their body. And I'm talking from the moment they can speak. So 2+3 years, they must know the parts of their body. Okay, they need to know their nose, their mouth, their breast, chest area, you know, the groin, the sexual organs, the external ones they can see, their lips, their eyes. They need to know the names, and they need to know the appropriate names. Okay, so don't go calling their vagina or their penis lollipop, cookie, and tom-tom, surprise, all those ridiculous things some parents do. You need to call the name as it is known, because most times predators prey on ignorance. Okay, they prey on secrets and they prey on darkness, and they use funny words to trap the kids into their game. So you need to teach your children the appropriate names of their body parts. Knowledge is empowerment and knowledge is power, okay? So we're trying to give our children power. So once you have given them the appropriate names of their body parts, you need to let them know the parts that are off limits to everybody, okay? And there's a brilliant book we found. I can't really remember the author's name, but she identified those parts as no-no squares, okay? So the children know my mouth is a no-no square. Nobody's allowed to kiss me. Nobody's allowed to put anything in my mouth. My breast, my chest area, boy or girl, is a no-no square. My vagina, my anus or my penis is also a no-no square. So by the time your children know their no-no squares, if anyone is inappropriate with those body parts, then they know it is wrong. It's not a game. It's not a secret. It's not a pact. It's not friendship. It is wrong with a capital W because you have empowered them. All right? So they need to know their body parts, and then they need to know the body parts that are off limits. And now, and whilst we're talking about body parts that are off limits, I would like to implore parents to please stop kissing their children, okay? Don't kiss your children on the mouth. It might look cute. It might feel like, oh, you know, something is going on. We're so chummy. This is my baby, my teddy bear. But what you're doing is normalizing that activity for your kids. I don't kiss my children on the mouth. I kiss them on the cheek because I don't want them to feel it is normal. And then when a stranger, a crazy human being, starts to kiss them on the lips, it's not going to be any different because mommy and daddy kiss me on the lips. So maybe this person who is usually close to them, okay, molesters are usually close to children. This person is close to them. This person is kissing them on the lip. They're not going to tell you because it's not wrong. But if it's something they're not used to, then they will come and tell you. So from the preschool age, parts of the body, and then you label the no-no squares, and please do not kiss your children. Call the body parts their appropriate name so that no one will lure them with pet names or funny or dodgy names, and then they are down the road of trouble, okay? The next thing you need to do is build trust with your kids. Your kids need to know that they can come and talk to you about anything. If you're talking to your kids, you have an opportunity to instill values in them and allow your face to be, your face and your voice to be that moral compass that guides their minds and their actions. Okay, I'm not talking about committing them to God. That's normal. We all have to commit our kids to God. I'm talking about you having a personal relationship with your children where they trust, they can tell you things, and you're not going to flare up, break something, punish them unnecessarily. And it starts by not punishing them for everything. Okay, so it sounds crazy, but it works. Okay, so don't punish them for every little thing. Instill rules, guidelines, barriers, and the structure of behavior, and allow them to see and understand where they have erred. Allow them to come up with the appropriate punishment or response to what they've done and see it through. Okay, so for example, your child scribbles on the wall. You've told your child it's not good to scribble on the wall. The next time they scribble on the wall, you can do something different than just spanking, okay? You might give them a different approach that lets them realize that the response to bad behavior is not always corporal punishment. Once your children know that the response to bad behavior is not always corporal punishment, and sometimes you guys are going to talk about it, in, you know, have a discussion, make a pact, it builds better trust. Then they know that, okay, I can come and talk to my parents about anything. And they're unpredictable, right? They're not just going to spank me, hit me, throw me against the wall, or give me a punishment that might not even weigh or be on the same level with the crime. So you need to build trust with your children. Talk to your children all through the toddler stage to the adolescent stage. You need to be the first point of call for your kids, not their friends, not strangers they've just met, because there's a danger in you not controlling that narrative. You as the parent, you have values for your children. There's a goal for your child. There's a life you have envisioned for your child. So you always need to be the one in front, the one whose voice they hear all the time. I will share a story with you. When I was doing my youth service, I actually had my youth service in Ondo State, Akure, and I worked with an NGO. And there was this really ridiculous but true story. A girl had gotten infected with HIV. How did she get infected with HIV? She saw her period. She freaked out. She told her friend she had seen something. There was something red in her underwear. And they said, oh my God, that means you're going to die. You're not supposed to have this thing. And she was scared. She was like, okay. Because her mom was very aloof. Like, she wasn't approachable. So she was like, okay, what am I going to do? And they paid a vulcanizer to sleep with their friend to stop her period. Because they said, that's the only way your period will stop, if you sleep with a man. Yeah. It is real. It sounds crazy, but this story is true. And this, I'm sure your mouth is like open right now. That's the same way my mouth was open. Like, my mouth was open for a very long time. Like, are you kidding me? So they got a vulcanizer to sleep with her. And that's how she got infected with HIV. Just because she couldn't talk to her mother. So you need to be the one talking to your children. Because there's going to be an age where they will gravitate towards their friends. But it's the relationship and the trust you have built from pre-toddler, the toddler stage, that is going to keep that relationship going, okay? Part of building trust is you have to share a part of yourself as a parent. So share your stories. Don't let your children feel, because you're instilling values and guiding them through life, you're so perfect. Share your mistakes. Make yourself look human with your kids. Let them know how you made a mistake when you were younger, how you learned from your mistake, and why you don't want them to make those mistakes. Because sometimes children do not understand why we're stopping them from carrying out certain actions or doing certain things. But if you make yourself human, you make yourself approachable, you make yourself relatable, then your children will be able to listen to you, especially at the adolescent stage where sex education is so vital and so important. A lot of children also get sexually assaulted at the adolescent stage. You need to ask questions. Don't just be the parent who has the child's friends coming over. They go up to their room. They lock the door. Oh, he's playing computer games. Oh, she's on her phone. You need to ask questions. You need to know what's going on in your children's lives. You need to talk about these uncomfortable things, in quote, because these uncomfortable things are now ruining our children's lives. They're getting them raped. They're getting them sexually active before their time. They're getting them molested or assaulted. And these things have such long-lasting psychological scars on the mind. So you need to be the parent that prevents these things from happening by building skills in your children, but also being in their faces in terms of conversations. So ask your children questions. Who is this friend? Where are you going? What are you doing right now? And you also have to educate yourself. As a parent, you need to know what's going on in the teenage community, in the youth community. You need to know these things, okay? You just don't be that old school parent who, oh, I don't know how to use a smartphone. I don't know how to use Facebook. I don't know what's going on. You need to constantly rejuvenate yourself, be youthful, and educate yourself every single day. Knowledge is power, and the only way you can have these conversations and protect your children is by being informed yourself. So parents, these things are happening. The world is crazy. This is the time to have uncomfortable conversations with your children. You cannot be shy about talking to your kids about sex. You have sex as a parent. You're an adult, so you are the one who should educate them about it. You need to let them know bad people exist. One final thing I want to talk about is, please, if the adult in your life, in your house, is not your child's biological uncle or auntie, they shouldn't call them uncle or auntie. Uncle or auntie breeds familiarity. It brings a sense of closeness. So your children shouldn't be calling strangers uncle or auntie because you want to add respect. This is Mrs. This. This is Miss This. And that is Mr. That. Everyone is not their uncle. Everyone is not their auntie. and even biological uncles have molested kids. So you need to empower your kids, and you need to be wary of how you leave your kids behind when you go to work. There are a lot of sick people out there, and you need to protect your children at all times. Not everyone is an auntie. Not everyone is an uncle. They need to know the difference. But at the end of the day, it boils down to empowerment. Sex education is empowerment. Sex education is not uncomfortable. Open your mouth, parents, and start talking to your kids. My name is Daisy Iye, and until next time, this is What Are You Doing With Your Children? Thank you.